This is WCRS coming on the air this afternoon. We're having a big, big celebration. WCRS is on the air. 73 years of WCRS. Oh, good. There goes the static. How you doing today? Hey, I'm Ann Eller. We're over here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Boy, are we having a good time. We've just had our ribbon cutting with the chamber. It is the static that you probably heard when WCRS came on the air for the very first time. So how you doing today? Hey, I tell you what, I've got Angèle Laborde here. I tell you what, she is here with us. Stacy's here with us. We got a whole group here with us. What do we got going on here? Angèle, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Anne, and we are so proud of you here in Greenwood for all the work that you've done with WCRS. It's just amazing.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. We certainly have been working hard over here and bringing a lot of stuff to the community.
Well, we're excited, and I have a little certificate I'd like to present to you.
Okay.
In the Chamber's centennial year, because we've been around a little while, too.
Yes, 100 years, I understand.
Right, 100 years. We are so pleased to present you with a certificate honoring the years of business that you've been in Greenwood and all the value and the support which you've provided to the community. So congratulations.
Thank you very much, Angèle. There we go. Hello, everybody. All right, that's a picture. Now we've got the picture. It'll be official there. Thank you so much, Angèle.
You're welcome. We're so pleased to be a part of this and very proud of you and your organization.
Thank you so much, Angèle. That means a lot. WCRS 1450 AM, 70-plus years right here. Well, what else have we got going on? Angèle, you got anything good going on over there at the Chamber?
We certainly do. We've got a super networking night coming up in a couple of weeks.
That's right. And what's the theme of the super networking?
I believe it's a game show theme. It's going to be lots of fun. Wheels, steals, and deals.
Okay.
And we hope all of our companies will kind of play along with the theme and make it fun. Thursday evening, September 25th, we're going to be at Piedmont Technical College. And we'll have our 7th annual show. We have 100 vendors as well as lots of wonderful food for folks to sample.
Well, that is going to be great. We're going to be part of that, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. And everybody needs to be there.
They certainly do. 5:30 to 8 o'clock on Thursday evening, September 25th.
And people can go ahead and register early, can't they?
They don't even have to register. We just want them to show up and be there and come out and visit all of our wonderful businesses in Greenwood.
Well, thank you so much. Angèle Laborde, the president here, doing a good job out there. Thank you so much. All right. Well, we are right here at WCRS Ann Eller Studios right here. Where is Dan Ball? You wanted to come on. We asked you to come on, and you agreed to come on. How you doing, Dan? Watch the chandelier there.
Good afternoon, Ann. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I want to know about these three stars that I hear about. The three-star general. Is that the story now?
Yeah, that's it, honey.
I've known you folks about over 14 years, and you're one of the first couples that we met when we came to Greenwood in 2000. And you've been very gracious to have Lander displayed here at the radio station every time we do something unique or different, and I appreciate that. And you're most deserving of this, these three stars that you received this past week or two or whenever.
Yes.
And then the 73 years you're in town, I don't think there are too many businesses left that have been here 73 years, so congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. You know, we were the 12th radio station to get an FCC license back in 1941, the 12th one. There was not another radio station that was put on the air till December of 1944. Today, we're the 10th oldest radio station in South Carolina.
Congratulations on that, too. Radio stations are having a hard time, are they not, in terms of they're not as many as they used to be, not as popular as they used to be?
Well, I like to say AM is alternate media.
Well, that's a good analogy, a good analogy. Listen, have a good day today. I'm going to run out to the lake. I'm dressed to go to, and it's thundering outside. I'm supposed to have a boat ride.
Well, and be careful out there.
I appreciate you having me on today, and good luck the rest of the evening.
Thank you so much for coming out here.
Take care.
All right. Thank you. Well, we are right here at WCRS. We have people out there eating and having a good time. That's right. We've got 1940s candies out there. We got takeaway bags. So come on by and see us right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. It really is awesome. We also have the one in, should we do Billy? Okay, we'll do Billy first. Okay, we have a senator here. That's right. Billy Odell. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Ann. It's a real pleasure to be here. 73 years is awesome.
It is awesome, yeah.
And I would tell you, I used to listen to the station when I was a youngster, but I'd be telling my age.
Well, Billy, come on now. You had to grow up with WCRS.
That's true. I mean, you were, back in my day, the radio was the media that we listened to or got our news from.
Sure. So, and, you know, out there on the wall, we've got a board of all the articles on the Index Journal and everything. I thought it was really fascinating. Back in 1957, they actually applied for a TV station license.
I didn't know that. That is interesting. It would be nice to have a station in Greenwood.
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. So you've been having a good summer?
Yes, I've been on vacation a good bit, but it's been nice. I'm rested and ready to go back in January.
In January. Well, you know, we got this political season coming up. I think you'll probably be pretty busy, even though you don't have to. I'm sure you'll be busy and called upon.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, you know, always during the campaign season, people, it's very, very tiring and taxing to attend all the functions that you need to.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for stopping by and coming by, and thank you.
It's a pleasure.
All right. Thank you so much.
Congratulations on your 3 stars, too.
Thank you. I feel good about that, too. Thanks so much. Well, we are right here at WCRS. We're having a good time. We've got a cake here with 3 stars on it. We've got the WCRS cake here. And we also have Denise and Jim Medford from out there at the Links of Stony Point. Gosh, you guys did great raising money for the city, for all the charities that you did. Denise, how does it feel now that it's all over with, the first one?
The first one's over, but we're already getting ready for next year. And that's Jim's project, and along with Tracy DeLander, they're working very hard with our sponsors in the community, and it's going to be, I don't want to tell all the secrets, so I'll let him tell you what it's going to be about next year. But
okay,
same week for Mother's Day week, it'll be that same time period, and it'll end with Sunday brunch on Mother's Day.
Well, how about that? But how did you feel to be able to raise all those dollars and give all those dollars to the charities and whatnot?
I know you'll believe me when I say it renders you speechless. It is very awe-inspiring, the way the community came together with the different sponsorships. It was $250,000 that were distributed to local charities and within a 7-county area, focusing on women's health and women and children and health initiatives. So it was truly amazing.
Well, that's terrific. You're to be congratulated for all the sweat and tears that went into putting all that together. I know you worked very, very hard.
Support staff.
Okay, well, let's get the big dog over here now. Let's get the Jim Medford over here. Jim Medford, how are you doing today? Drinking a little Coke there. Aren't they great?
They are great.
You know, that's the way folks are supposed to. Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. So how have you been doing?
We've been doing great. We've got a lot of exciting things going on in Greenwood.
In Greenwood,
and,
yes.
And we're proud to be a part of some of these things that are happening, and it's a great place to live. It's a great day to be in Greenwood with all the exciting different aspects, whether it be a new humane shelter, county
right.
shelter being built, whether it be a Greenwood Promise initiative to guarantee college education for all residents that live in Greenwood. New economic development, new businesses coming. Being on a radio station that coined the phrase, a day that will go down in infamy, which was you, Ann. I believe you were on the radio that day when that fateful thing
you
happened.
You think so? Thanks, Jim. I really tried to pull it together today then.
This is great. And I'm honored to even be here with you today because the 3 stars are well-deserved, and what you do in the community and what you've done covering a lot of the things that we've been involved in is fabulous, and you always have a special place in our heart.
Well, thank you very much, Jim.
Of course, I have an artificial heart, but no.
Nothing to worry about. Yeah, okay. Well, that's great. You know, we actually have a message from Governor Nikki Haley, and she said, as she says at the end of everything, it's a great day in South Carolina.
Amen.
Yeah, so this is great. So how'd you like that? Did you have any good treats out there for the party?
Out here yet?
Yeah.
Not yet. I plan on strolling by those oatmeal raisin cookies that I was told were pretty good.
Okay.
And I was always a big fan of a bit of honey.
A A bit of honey. Well, we have a whole lot of bit of honey out there, honey.
You are a bit of honey.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming here today.
Congratulations on everything.
Thank you. It really means a lot. Thank you so much. All right. Enjoy the time out there. We've got some other things that are going to be going on here this afternoon. But I tell you what, I think we should play Governor Haley's message. Since Governor Haley sent a message to us today, she couldn't be here. I was disappointed and crushed, but I tried to deal with it. So, Andy, actually, can you play Governor Haley's message to WCRS?
Give me just a minute.
Okay, let's go ahead and cue it up. We're going to play Governor Haley's message, and then I have a very special guest here this afternoon. We have Carolyn Lowry here with us. She has the same birthday as WCRS. September 1st, I have to say it, 1941. She's 73 years old, and you'd never know it, folks. I did look at her driver's license. It really is her birthday. So let's hear the message from Governor Haley. Have you got it? Do we have it?
Not yet.
Well, let me go ahead. I can play it over here. I thought you had those queued up, but let me just go ahead. This is live radio, folks. That's what we have here, live radio. Let's see. We can go to... I tell you what, what's that called? Call-ins, there we go. I got it right here. Governor Haley coming up right now.
This is South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and I want to congratulate all the good people at WCRS Radio on their 73rd anniversary. AM radio stations provide an important service to our local communities, and WCRS is one of the best around. The fact that you've been on the air for so long is a testament to your hard work and a real reason to celebrate. Here's to another 73 years, and it certainly is a great day in South Carolina.
Woo! Governor Haley, thank you so much here today. I want to play one more for you before we hear a quick word from our sponsors, and then we're going to have Carolyn Lowry here, our birthday girl. How about we hear Trey Gowdy, Congressman Trey Gowdy, one of my buds here. Here's what Trey Gowdy had to say the other day.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, and I want to congratulate WCRS for 73 years of continuous service to South Carolina. For decades, local radio stations like WCRS have kept us informed and connected, serving as a central part of our communities. Thank you and congratulations to all those who have contributed to WCRS's legacy of success and service to the state over the past 73 years. And last but not least, I want to congratulate my friend Ann Eller for her accomplishments in broadcasting. Congratulations, Ann, for winning the Star Award not once, not twice, but three times. My best wishes for the 73rd celebration and your continued success for years to come.
Oh, I don't know about you, but I'm in the mood for some cake and the cookies and all that good stuff. Stop by and see us right here at WCRS. Let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back live from Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
That's right. We're reliving 73 years of on the air. I tell you what, so many people have worked with WCRS and so many people have been part of it. You know, Carol Sexton was the voice of Greenwood. Everybody remembers Carol. Do you know we actually have a picture of him set up here in the gallery? That's right. Come on by and see us right here at WCRS. That's 1450 on the alternate media dial. But I've got Carolyn Lowry's birthday. She was our grand prize winner. We were looking for somebody that was born the same day WCRS came on the air. And we happened to find Carolyn Lowry. Actually, Sandy Babb told us that there was somebody out there named Carolyn Lowry. And if I'd announce her name on the radio, she'd call and be part of this. How you doing today, Carolyn?
I'm fine.
A little nervous. A little nervous. Well, you grew up here in Greenwood, yes?
I came down here when I was in the eighth grade. I started eighth grade down here, so I've been down here a lot of years.
A lot of years. Well, I tell you what, you don't look a day over 50, honey.
How much money you want?
No, you look great. You look great.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Well, did you grow up, did you listen to WCRS?
Of course, we all did.
All did. And that's where you got your news and everything else, right?
For sure. That's for sure.
And it's pretty special to think that 73 years ago, September 1st, 1941, you were being born and WCRS was coming on the air.
How about that? That's good. That's good.
That's good. Well, today we try to carry on the tradition of giving good entertainment and bringing good things to people. But we wanted to present you with a birthday gift from WCRS. We hope you'll go out and enjoy and eat and have a good time and get your car washed. We've got lots of gifts from our sponsors here today.
Okay, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for being on with us today, agreeing to come and be part of our celebration.
Yeah, thank you. God bless you.
All right, thank you so much. Hey, Sandy, I know you want to say something. Why don't you come over here and say something? You know, she always ends every conversation I have with Sandy. Thanks for you. What is it that you say?
I'm glad you got to talk to me.
I'm glad you got to talk to me. I love that. I love that. How you doing today, Sandy?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Good. So what do you think of all this celebrating and WCRS and everything?
It's very nice. I like it. I just knew when I knew Carolyn's birthday was the day that it was, I said, she's got to have her do it. I just got to have her do it. And she didn't want to, so she said she was going to kill me.
But you're still here.
I'm still here.
And she just got that nice birthday present, so she probably won't kill you too bad.
She better take me out to eat with her.
Okay. Well, yeah, right. Well, you know, one of the things we do, is people are always afraid to call because when we do Giveaway Friday, it's always the really dumb, the really stupid, I can't believe she asked that question. And yet when people call, they get really great gifts, don't they?
They do. Yes, I've got plenty of good gifts.
Yes, I had a lady in here the other day who said, I called and said the next holiday was Labor Day. My husband didn't want me to call because it was a really dumb question. She goes, but wow, I didn't expect to get any gifts, and she got all the great things that we have here.
That's right. That's right. A lot of car washes and a lot of good eating.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's true. Now, one of your favorite shows, I understand, is Hollywood 360, old-time radio on WCRS.
I listen to that when I have a chance. I sometimes work at Cracker Barrel, you know, in the night. But I enjoy that. It's fun.
That's great. Well, thanks so much, Sandy, for bringing her here and making her tell us when her birthday was so she could be our grand prize winner. And she should cut you in for one of those gifts or something.
She'd better. If she doesn't, she's going to be sorry.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here today.
Okay. I enjoyed it.
Thank you so much, Sandy. Thank you very much. Well,
want another 73 years.
I don't know if I could stand another 73 years, but a whole lot more. Well, Carolyn Lowry, happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much. Hey, we are right here on WCRS, just having a good time here, enjoying all this. People are here. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye. And we certainly are happy that we are here today. I tell you what I want to do. I want to play a couple more clips that we have here today. We were really fortunate to get some really nice compliments. I'm going to say compliments because that's what they are. They're so nice of people to do this for us. And I thought we could play another song and then I'll go see who else is out there that I can get back here to come talk about the good old days with WCRS. How about a little Stompin' at the Savoy? Coming up right here on WCRS. Thank you.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
I heard that. Now I have to play something that has to do with Senator Floyd Nicholson, who was then the mayor of Greenwood. And we're looking for, what were those called? Those old clips from the past. What were they called? Old WCRS. I see them right here, folks. You've got to hear. Okay, I've got it right here. Have I got it? I hope so. Where is it? Greenwood Centennial Celebration. I want to play this. This is brought to you by, I think it was County Bank at the time. Here you go. Take a listen.
This Greenwood County Centennial Update is being brought to you by Gail Bowers of RE/MAX. Thinking of real estate, think Gail Bowers of RE/MAX. Gail's specialty is bringing the right people and the right properties together. That's what makes her the best choice to market your property. Call Gail and let her put 15-point marketing plan to work for you today. Long John Silver's is proud to be a part of the Greenwood County Centennial Celebration on WCRS. Try the fresh taste of Long John Silver's today. And the Cross Creek Mall. They would like to congratulate Greenwood County on its 100th birthday, Cross Creek Mall. You'll find it at the mall, 72 Bypass in Greenwood. The Bluegrass Festival is tonight at Lander University. Chairperson Susan Ledford tells us what we can expect.
Really, it's entertainment for the whole family. We have The Last Road is performing, and we'll have Lee's Barbecue there. You can eat. You know, I think it's like $6.25 or $6.50 a plate. It's from 7 o'clock till 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. at Lander University, rain or shine. If it's raining, it'll be in the common area.
The Bluegrass Festival gets going tonight at 7 o'clock at Lander University. This Greenwood County Centennial Update has been brought to you by Greenwood Mayor Floyd Nicholson. He's proud to support this fine community and congratulates the Emerald City on 100 great years. Mayor Nicholson hopes the centennial events will truly showcase this county's fine heritage and wants everyone to enjoy this special time and make the centennial celebration a great one. Southwind Enterprises and Burger King is proud to be part of the centennial celebration on WCRS. Burger
King. There you go there. I just wanted to play because I happen to have, yes, Senator Floyd Nicholson now. Floyd, how did it feel to be, hear that message? What was that, 1997, I think?
Wow, you know, that's been about 2 or 3 years ago, you know. I've forgotten about it. Time really flies, but, you know, that was a great celebration we have and everything. Just like this is a great day here, Ann, and everything. And, Ann, just to be here, I just want to present a little something to you, if you don't mind.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. The Senate of the State of South Carolina, in honor of and recognition of Ann Eller's achievements at WCRS AM Radio, recognized on August 9th with the South Carolina broadcasters. And then it goes down. It talks about my smooch commercial and some of the other things. And then it says, Ann is not afraid to tackle difficult issues, given this third day of September in the year of 2014. Clerk of the Senate, Jeffrey Garrett. Thank you so much, Floyd. I don't know what to say.
Well, Ann, I just appreciate everything you've done with the radio station here and how you really gets the word out to the community of things on the local, state, and national level. And I just want to congratulate you on your awards and the 73 years, you know, of the radio station.
Thank you so much, Floyd Nicholson. This is awesome. Thank you so much.
You're
wow. Unbelievable. I'm speechless. From the Senate.
Yes.
From the Senate. Wow. Thank you so much, Floyd. Okay. I appreciate you coming by here and taking the time for me to drop my award. Yes, for me to drop my award. Yes, siree. There you go. I can't believe it. Senator Floyd Nicholson, thank you so much.
Quite welcome, man. And I love you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. This is awesome. I don't know what else to say. I just got the big award here, folks. I thought Star Awards were big. Hey, this is the Senate. Woo! Thank you so much. Well, you know, it certainly is being a big, big day here on WCRS. 73 years of WCRS. 3 stars for me and Eller and, of course, my staff and everything. You know, we couldn't do all this without the research and all the things that we put together to bring it to you all. There's a lot of back work that goes on when you're putting together shows like the I Love Ann show and Meet Me at the Diner. Couldn't do it without my research person, Ree Simpson. She does an awesome job. Andy over there on the board, he does an awesome job working on the recordings. And of course, all those great videos that you get to see. Lindsay Will does an awesome job putting all those together for us. So we certainly do appreciate each and every one who works hard to make this happen. And of course, I do believe we have some other guests in the building that want to come back and say a few words, and we're going to let them come back and say a few words. But right now, I think I'm going to play another song because you know what? It's the 1940s, and it's fun, fun, fun right here on WCRS. So let's see. What can we play? God, I tell you what, I think I might, here's a little jingle you might remember. Maybe you don't, but it's short and sweet, and it's a great little jingle.
Experience the Dickey difference.
There you go, short and sweet. Hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, Andy, and I'll be right back.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. I hope you're enjoying the music and enjoying the past. And I tell you what, I have Representative Ann Parks, and she is here with us. How you doing today, Ann?
I'm doing wonderful.
Well, thank you so much for coming to our celebration here.
I think it's just wonderful that you could be around that long. There are so many radio stations that have gone in and come out, gone out. And I remember WCRS from many years back. Not that I've been here that long, but I do remember this radio station from when I was a little girl.
Yeah, well, it was since 1941, and it is now, it was the 12th oldest, and now it's the 10th oldest. And in fact, in 1941, it was the last radio station to go on the air until December of 1944. Of course, we had the war in there. So it is pretty awesome that it's been here all these years.
And in Greenwood.
And in Greenwood. Who would believe that the 12th radio station in the whole state of South Carolina would be in Greenwood?
Well, we have many hidden treasures here, but I don't think WCRS is one of the hidden treasures. But we have many of them here, but I'm just glad to know that you have survived, and happy anniversary, and I hope you have many more, and I hope you're here with them.
I do too, but I don't think it'll be 73 more years. But thank you so much, Ann Parks.
You're welcome.
All right. We'll look forward to talking to you again. I know you've got a political race going on, so you'll be back on the radio with us.
I certainly will.
All right. And you did I hadn't got a chance to really read the article, but the what about the parks and the hoops for the commission on the Recreation Commission?
Well, what that is, that's part money. That comes from the Department of Parks and Recreation from the state. And we are allotted so much money, well, this year, because they've told us that we won't get any next year. Mm-hmm. So we just ask our people to submit applications, and we had a sum of $29,521.66. So we decided to split that between Greenwood County, who wants to refurbish an outside basketball court over to Brewer, and to Hodges, who wants to refurbish two of their parks up there. So we just split it down the middle. We only had 2 applications, and they'll receive those funds from the state.
That is terrific. Thank you so much, Ann Parks, for all you do for our community and working with the state. And, of course, there is the funeral home, too, right?
Yes.
Keeping you busy.
Always does. Between the two.
Between the two. Thanks so much, Ann Parks.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Yes, she's over there looking over my cake. I got this great cake. It has a WCRS on it. I'm sure if you've on Facebook or on Twitter or you've seen pictures of it because we tweeted it out. It's a great one. Shows the Voice of Greenwood microphone and then has a banner across it, September 1st, 1941 to September 1st, 2014. And then I've got a real pretty cake over here, which is a three-star cake for the three stars that I got. I got a certificate for my 73 years, not my 73 years, WCRS's 73 years, part of the centennial celebration of the chamber. And then I just got, I can't believe this, the Senate of the State of South Carolina has just given me an award. So this is pretty awesome day for me and for WCRS. Couldn't do it without you, the listeners, though. Thanks so much for being here. Hey, let's hear a quick word from my sponsors and then maybe a little song, and then I'll be back with you. So don't you go away. As Kitty Wells once sang,
all records bring back memories.
That's what we do on From Trash to Treasures Along a Country Road. Classic Country Memories, 9 to 12 Saturday morning on 1450 AM and on the internet at WCRS1450AM.net.
Good old records bring back memories.
Oh, that's right. We're right here on WCRS 1450 AM. It's a great celebration here today. We've had a lot of great people here today. And one of the greats that's right here with us this afternoon is the mayor, Welborn Adams. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we are really glad you're here. Now, I guess maybe you grew up listening to WCRS.
I sure did. I remember listening in the car all the time. So I have fond memories of WCRS. And I've enjoyed seeing all the history. As the old newspaper articles are really interesting.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got them, got a picture of Carol Sexton up there. And one of the interesting articles to me was that WCRS applied for a license for a TV station back in 1957.
Yeah, I wish we still had a TV station here. I'd like to see you on the air. On TV. That'd be fantastic. Polka dots on TV.
Ah, there you go. Well, that would be pretty awesome. Well, we're doing a video right now. Well, Welborn, speaking about things, I always look forward to campaign money as campaign season comes up. And I guess, gosh darn it, we're just not going to get any because nobody went up against you to campaign against you to become the mayor of Greenwood. So you are the mayor for another 4 years or 6 years. What is it?
4 years. 4 years. Very fortunate that I get to have this job for four more years. And I'm excited about it. So it should be fun. I know you hate that I didn't have to campaign, but I'm very relieved.
Yes, well, what do you think about the future of Greenwood?
Yeah, I'm really happy about the future of Greenwood. I think we have a great future ahead of us. I think as we continue to grow, there'll be more funds available for us to use. So, I'm really happy about it. Very excited.
You know, Uptown certainly is growing by leaps and bounds, isn't it?
Uptown has really taken off. I think the future's bright there. I think the bypass, we've really got a lot of synergy working there and in between. So, everywhere it seems like it's really, really happening for Greenwood.
You know, one of the things that I was so glad to see is the old performance cycle become the alcoves. And boy, did they work hard in a very short period of time to get that open.
Yeah, that's going to be a great use of that space. And I think, with the new Walmart coming out at the lower end of the bypass, I think we're going to have a lot of good things happening on the bypass for the next few years.
Well, Mayor Welborn, I'm sure I'm glad to hear that because you know what I'm always asking. What's happening on the bypass, Welborn?
Yeah, I know, and I thought about you recently because we're looking at trying to figure out some way to do Christmas lights out here for y'all. So, we think about you, Ann. Don't, okay. I hear you.
Okay. All right. Well, Mayor Welborn Adams, thanks so much for stopping by to help us celebrate here today.
Well, thank you, and congratulations again. 73 years, three stars.
All
fantastic.
Right. Thank you so much. All right, well, we are right here on WCRS. That's right, having a good time. And one of our broadcasters for Emerald High Football is in the building. Jonathan Graves, come on down. That's right. We need to talk to you. He just got off work, and I tell you what, he looks pretty snazzy this afternoon, dressed in his business suit and just got off work, working in communications, really, over there at the school district 50. So how you doing here, Jonathan?
I'm doing really good.
Okay. How you doing?
I'm doing really good. So all this great weather we've been having.
Absolutely. Well, Emerald did okay the other night.
They did. They did really well. They defeated 96-31-14, got off to a great start on the season. Now we're hoping for a big victory at Daniel this coming Friday.
So what do you think? Is that going to be tough?
It's going to always be a tough game when you go up to Daniel, play at Singleton Field. But I like our chances this year. Daniel had a lot of those star players graduate from last year's team. A lot of those kids went on to D1 scholarships. So Emerald, looks like on paper they have a little bit more talent this year than Daniel.
A little more talent. How about that? All right. Well, that sounds really, really good. How do you think the team is shaped up for Emerald then? You think we're going to have a good season? You know, we weep and we cry and then we go to victory and then we weep again. How do you think they're going to do on the 20th year of Emerald High School?
I think with it being the 20th year, this is definitely going to be a special year, obviously for the school, but definitely on the football field. I think this is an excellent year for Emerald to make their mark in a new region. They're the new kids on the block, but I think they have that senior star power that can lead them to a lot of victories this year. So I'm expecting some big things, especially out of the defense and the special teams. And I think the offense is going to make a lot of strides this year. It's going to give us a great chance to hopefully compete for a region championship and hopefully get a home playoff game for the first time in a few years.
That would be pretty awesome. You know, I had your dad on the air with us talking about the early days of Emerald, and you told me you just went back and listened to it. What did you think about the interview?
You know, a lot of times, you know, my dad reminisces about all that stuff related to Emerald, the first 10 years he was there as principal. It's, you know, on my end of things, it's hard for me to kind of remember back to that time period, because at that time I was probably, you know, 8 or 9 years old. But, you know, just remembering going to some of the games with him, you know, I went to pretty much every football game that I could make it to during those, you know, first 10 years. And now seeing where the school is today, you know, it really is a great thing. That school, you know, has really grown up over the past 20 years. There's been a lot of accomplishments, a lot of great achievements at the school, not only athletically but also academically. And it's just, you know, good to know that you had a father, you had a relative that was actually, you know, instrumental and all of the school's success, especially for those first 10 years. And it was fun being a part of that, even though I was young and even though I did attend 96 High School, go Wildcats. So
so it was a little conflict for you the other night?
It was. It was very hard going back. Actually, one of the first people I ran into, lo and behold, was Coach Doolittle's wife, Fran Doolittle. And it was really interesting running into her and just, you know, talking with her and, you know, knowing that I was going up to the booth to actually call a game for Emma High School, but I was actually there in my old stomping grounds as a 96 alum. I mean, it was really fun going back to Wilson Campbell Stadium. And like I was telling Rob, it's always exciting to go back. And that first game of the season is always, it pits the school that your dad was the administrator at for the first 10 years against the school that you graduated from. So that's what makes it exciting for me, getting to go out on Friday nights like those and announce the game not only for Emma High School, but also for my alma mater.
Absolutely. You know, you're listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood, and we're here with Jonathan Graves. And I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to play, let's go ahead and hear the news. And when we come back, I think I'm going to have a very special guest in the building. Not that we haven't had a whole list of special guests, but we may have one more. So how about keep it right here with us on WCRS.
Does this make sense? We buy your gold, diamonds, jewelry, coins, sterling silver at the highest prices, paying extra for fine jewelry and quality, and we're always buying your diamonds and colored stones too. But we sell at the lowest prices, from diamonds to gemstone jewelry to sterling silver pieces and antique and estate jewelry. Always lowest prices for quality jewelry. See us today, Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. We've been having a great time. I tell you what, everybody has been so nice to come by and thank us and talk about some of the memories and some of the things that happen on WCRS. You know, I happen to have a call in from, who do I have one? Oh, how about we hear the one from Jim Bohannon, my friend Jim Bohannon. You know, you hear him 10 to 1 o'clock in the morning. And then you also hear him, if you're listening, 6 to 7 in the morning with America in the Morning. So here is what my friend Jim Bohannon said here.
Hi, Ann. Congratulations to WCRS 1450 AM for reaching the exalted age of 73. WCRS, you don't look a day over 50. And Ann, well, you certainly don't. I hope everybody in Greenwood understands the importance of a local outlet like WCRS 1450 AM. Sure, they have some national programs like the Jim Bohannon Show evenings and America in the Morning, weekday mornings, but as you know, Ann Eller is Greenwood right to the core, and it's that dedication to Greenwood and the upstate which makes WCRS so special. Radio itself is very special, a one-on-one bond between the station and the listener, so much more intimate than TV, in my humble opinion. And talk radio is really special, the interaction of a community about the problems they all face. That's the very essence of public service. So happy birthday, WCRS. This is Jim Bohannon.
Oh, thank you very much, Jim Bohannon. That was really, really, really nice. And, of course, you can hear him every night, Monday through Friday, from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. right here on WCRS. And you also hear him Monday through Friday in the 6 to 7 o'clock hour, giving you news, interviews, and what's going on in the world. Now I'd like to play Adjutant General Bob Livingston for you right here on WCRS. He is, of course, the Chief Officer of the National Guard. Here is Bob Livingston.
This is Major General Bob Livingston with the South Carolina National Guard. I'd like to congratulate WCRS for 73 years of continuous operation on the airwaves of South Carolina and give a shout out to all of the AM stations that make such a difference in our world here in South Carolina. I'd also like to congratulate Ann Eller on her two more star awards this year, making her a three-star winner for the past 2 years. Way to go, Ann.
That was Adjutant General Robert Livingston right here on WCRS. Oh, who else do we have here who wanted to say a few words? Edith Childs. That's right. I've got Edith Childs right here, County Councilwoman Edith Childs.
Hello to Ann Ella. This is Edith Childs, County Councilwoman for District 1. I just want to say congratulations to you for 73 years of serving the people of Greenwood County. You mean so much to us, and we pray that you'll continue to do what you're doing to make a difference in the lives of so many people by giving them the information that they need every day. God bless and continue to do what you're doing. Thank you.
Thank you, Edith Childs. That was awesome. I know, another one, Congressman Joe Wilson, said, I got to say a few words, Ann. So here is Congressman Joe Wilson.
Okay, I am here with Congressman Joe Wilson. How you doing today? And what have you got to say today, Joe?
Well, Ann, I'm honored to be with you, and I want to wish WCRS a very happy anniversary, the 10th oldest radio station in South Carolina, on air beginning September 1, 1941. What a critical time in American history as World War I was beginning, and now the 10th oldest station in all of South Carolina, and then flash forward with extraordinary talk radio, including Ann Ellers, who is, can you imagine being a three-star winner by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association, a person who's making a difference. So I'm very honored to be with WCRS and wish a happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Congressman Joe Wilson. God bless you. Keep up the fight.
Well, God bless you. Thank you, Ann.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye, Joe.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was Congressman Joe Wilson. And then Peggy, my morning partner, had this to say. She couldn't be here this afternoon, so she had this to say.
73 years. It can't be. Ann does her shows with glee, bringing stories to you and me. How grand to have a station exist this long and have grown excitingly strong. We listen to learn. We listen for fun. Yes, we listen about Gracie, our little chum. Well, CRS must be going to the dogs, because that's a special feature to add to the log. Time for a little celebration for all. With three awards, may Anne stand tall.
Oh, there you go. That's Peggy, my morning partner. We got one more here. Well, let's see. Is my last special guest here? Not yet, but let's see what this one says. This is Treasurer Curtis Loftus.
Hey, this is State Treasurer Curtis Loftus calling from my friend Ann Eller, whom I treasure, who I think is one of the finest radio folks and maybe reporters in the state. She does a great job for her home county and city of Greenwood, but she's also been a lot of help to the treasurer's office as we put out information that I think the people of the state need. Congratulations to the station on 73 years, and congratulations to my good friend, Ann, and all those who support her. Happy anniversary.
There you go. That's Curtis Loftus with the state treasurer's office. And I do have one more, so I'm going to play it one more. Congressman Mick Mulvaney, always enjoy talking to Congressman Mick Mulvaney. You know, he's up in the Rock Hill area, and he always is bringing us good information. So here is Congressman Mick Mulvaney. Well, who do we have on the air with us right now? We have Congressman Mick Mulvaney.
Hey, this is Congressman Mick Mulvaney, and I just want to congratulate WCRS on its 73rd anniversary in radio in South Carolina, one of the oldest, I think the 12th oldest station in the state. What a tremendous accomplishment. 73 years of providing good, quality, local programming to Greenwood and actually beyond Greenwood. I can't tell folks how often people will call me from all over the country now because of the internet, having listened to interviews between me and Ann on WCRS. So if that's the future of radio, WCRS is going to be there, and it's going to be a tremendous future. Congratulations on the first 73, and good luck on many more.
Thank you so much, Congressman Mick Mulvaney. Well, there you go. That is all the star reports I have for you here today. I do want to say we're going to play, maybe we'll play one more big band and see if my last special guest makes it here before we check out. And how about this one? This is a popular one, still popular today, although it's been done many different ways.
If you ain't got that swing, it don't mean a thing. All you gotta do is swing. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Thank you.
Yes, folks, this is live radio. Yes, I'm here. Hey, I tell you what, we are going to sign off the air. This has been a very, very special celebration here today. We certainly have enjoyed having you come by and visit with us. We still have some good food here. If you're on your way home and want to stop on by, please do stop by. I am Ann Eller. It's been an awesome day. A proclamation from the Senate, 70-plus years, a proclamation from the chamber, and so many nice and kind words for WCRS. So thank you so much for making WCRS awesome. That's right. And I appreciate each and every one of you who listen with us every day right here on WCRS. That's going to do it for us. I'll be back in the morning. Keep it right here on WCRS 1450 AM. Bye-bye, everybody.